Everyone, welcome back to LI in the AM. You're listening to 103.9 FM. Frank McKay here, filling in your usual host, Jay Oliver. And he'll be back soon, don't worry. But Frank McKay here, our guest, and he's on the phone, is a wonderful behind-the-scenes guy for the longest time. He's got a couple of books out. Tabloid Baby was his first. His latest one is appropriate for sad reasons here on Long Island. And I'll just give a little background before I introduce Bert Kearns to all of you. The name of his book is The Show Won't Go On. And the book, the premise of the book is it's about performers, and they celebrate performers who passed away while performing, while on stage. And recently, a gentleman passed away here on Long Island in Belmore while playing at the Newbridge Road Park. His name was Mason Swimmingen. Swearingen, and I pronounce I'm mispronouncing his name maybe, and apologies to any family members or friends out there, but yeah, we do want to make reference that he passed away on stage, and he was a young guy. He was 49 years old, and obviously too young to die anywhere, but certainly to do it on stage is such a tragic situation in front of people, and our heart goes out to him, our prayers go out to him. But let me at this point introduce Bert Kearns. He's a wonderful author. His co-author is Jeff Abraham. He couldn't be here with us today, but Bert Kearns is the co-author of The Show Won't Go On. Bert, how are you?
Hey, very good. Jeff is sleeping in on Labor Day.
Yeah, right. So, and happy Labor Day to you.
Yeah, I'm out here in Los Angeles. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm thrilled to have you. Unfortunately, it comes at a moment here on Long Island where one of our residents passed away, and the only good thing you could say is that, you know, he passed away while doing something he loved to do. And again, I am saying with the greatest respect to anybody out there who knows Mason. And you've read the story, right? You're out there in L.A. and you've heard this story. And, you know, when did you hear about it? Maybe you can give a better summary of it than I did.
One of the things about our book, the Show Won't Go On, is people say they read the stories that we have of performers who passed away on stage, and they say, you can't make this stuff up. We originally heard the story last Saturday, and we didn't hear that Mason had passed away on stage. We heard about the death of a drummer across Long Island Sound in Norwalk, Connecticut, a guy named Tim Curry. And Tim has a group called the Motown Review Band. He was playing on the Norwalk Green in a park in Norwalk, Connecticut with his band. He played the drums, and he dropped dead on stage. He had a heart attack and died. About 2 hours before he passed away, the people in Norwalk had made an announcement that they had to cancel the following day's show out at Catasser Beach because of the death of Mason Swearingen. The band Beginnings was going to be playing in Norwalk on Sunday. And, you know, again, a very sad story. Mason was performing the song Make Me Smile from that Chicago 2 album. And he had just, one of his band members said he had just sung the lyrics, living life is just a game, so they say. And then he stopped and said, is there something wrong here? And he apparently suffered a heart attack. That's what, you know, that's what happens a lot in our book, which is it's more of a celebration of the careers of all these disparate, different artists who are joined in the fact that they, rather than their careers leading up to an Oscar or an Emmy or a Grammy, which they may have gotten along the way, it led to this ultimate moment of passing away, you know, quote, doing what they love.
Yeah, it's an amazing subject. It's a wonderful book, and it's getting rave reviews everywhere, and it's coming out. You know, we're talking about the rave reviews coming from just the pre-releases. It's coming out tomorrow, actually. Is that right?
Yeah, the book has shown up in bookstores around the country a little early. They usually do. But the official date that it drops is tomorrow. That's when all the Amazon books will be arriving on people's doorsteps and mailboxes, hopefully many of them.
Yeah, well, yeah, terrific. Congratulations on the book. And again, I say this to, you know, to Mason's family members, if they're out there, and friends, you know, our heart goes out to him. Tragic, situation. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, or just joining us later, turning their radios on a little late, Frank McKay here filling in for Jay Oliver, L.I. in the A.M. And from L.A. is our special guest, and that's Bert Kearns, wonderful author. The name of his book is The Show Won't Go On. Everyone has got to get it. It's absolutely terrific. Unfortunately, it's appropriate for our subject, wow, I mean, just a terrible situation. But give us the origin of the books. What's the genesis of the book? When did you and Jeff start thinking about it? And then when did you put pencil to paper, which no one does anymore? But when did you basically kick it off?
Well, I'll go back 20 years. I write a book every 20 years. my last book came out in 1999, Tabloid Baby. It was my story of the origins of tabloid television and my role in the development of it. Jeff, who is a top publicist here in Los Angeles, represented the book. And we bonded over a love of Jerry Lewis and a love of, you know, show business, and became good friends. 15 years ago, Jeff, I wasn't with him at the time, Jeff went out to an Elvis Presley impersonator show. And one of the guests at the show was a guy named Al DeVorin. Now, Al was a guy who had worked for Colonel Tom Parker for many years and was given the job against his will as Elvis's announcer. So old Al would go out on stage every night. When the show was over, he'd say, "Elvis has left the building. Please, you know, drive safely." And when he said Elvis has left the building, you know, everybody knew the show was over and they all went home. So Al, when his announcement was included on the Elvis Presley Live at Madison Square Garden album, Al developed a following of his own. So at this Elvis impersonator show, they had Al as a special guest. And when the Elvis tribute artist was done with his act, Al came out on stage and said, "Elvis has left the building." And everyone cheered, gave him a standing ovation. And then he went out into the lobby and signed autographs. Wow. And that's where Jeff met him. Wow. And Jeff was talking to him, and somebody said, "Hey, Al, you got to write a book, man. You got to write a book about your life." And Al said, "You know what? I will, but I have time. I have time." Al was driving home to Las Vegas from that show and was killed in a car crash.
Oh, my gosh.
And
wow.
Jeff woke up that next morning. And, you know, it traumatized him. Here's a guy he just met, full of life, you know, a bit older gentleman, but full of life, and now he was gone. But at the same time, it gave Jeff the idea for a book. He said, "Wouldn't it be great to do a book about performers who died after a show, on the way to a show?" Like Harry Chapin, I think, died driving on the way to a show on Long Island.
Long Island Expressway, yeah.
Yeah, on the LA. Leonard Skinner, the members were killed in a plane crash after a show. And performers who died on stage, like Dick Shawn or the comedian Park Your Carcass, who was the father of Albert Brooks and Super Dave. Mm. So anyway, Jeff had a title. He said, "I'd love to call it The Show Won't Go On." And like many people, he had the idea for a book and a title for 12 years. 3 years ago, Jeff and I happened to be talking. I'm a documentary producer and a writer, and I write a lot. Jeff brought up the idea to me, and I said, "You know what, man? Let's do it. I have some time. Let's start the research. Let's write this book." So we did it, and we started compiling an archive of deaths. Hank Williams dying in the backseat of a car on the way back from a show, people like that. And then we realized we had far too many. So we narrowed it down. We said, "You know what, we've got to narrow it down to performers who died on stage, who died while performing in front of an audience." Knocked athletes out of the mix, because athletes, when they go on, you go on the field or into an arena, when you're an athlete, you know, death is always in the cards just through exertion or physical contact. We left in circus performers and some daredevils, because they consider themselves to be show people, not athletes. We still had about 600 examples of this, of people who died on stage. For every one person that you heard may have passed away on stage, we found like 10 more. And this, you know, this is going back, you know, 100 years, but you know, many are happening now. We have a website, theshowwon'tgoon.com, where we have 16 people who died on stage this year so far.
Wow.
Including Mason, you know, sadly. Yeah. But anyway, we got back to writing the book. We started trying to find a nice selection from different genres of show business. We have opera singers, magicians, vaudeville artists, pop stars, rock singers, actors, jazz artists, people who died on live television, radio hosts. Yeah. I don't want to say anything.
We have radio. We got to include us.
And of course, we have this new breed of live performer, the social media star. That's another thing. Now, people, you know, die on social media, on YouTube, on Facebook Live. And again, we had to separate, you know, the jackass performers, the ones who do crazy stunts to get attention,
yep,
or people who commit suicide, with actual performers who have a talent and who, you know, found their success on social media. Like, for instance, the singer Christina Grimmie from New Jersey. She was a YouTube star. Then she was on The Voice on NBC and became very popular. She was performing down in Florida, and she was shot to death by a lunatic while she was doing a meet and greet after the show.
Right. Terrible.
And that was a death that unfortunately was overshadowed, because the very next day in the same city, there was the massacre at the Pulse nightclub down there. Right. But anyway,
it goes on and on. I mean, you're gonna have nightmares. But you've put together a great book. I want to congratulate you on that.
Thank
but let me let me remind folks that are just tuning in, or turning on their radios a little late. Are you listening to LI in the AM? It's Frank McKay filling in for the wonderful normal host. And when I say normal, I mean the traditional host, and that's Jay Oliver, and he's not here today, but he's your host, and he'll be back, I think, tomorrow, and Jay Oliver will be back, but Frank McKay here filling in. And the book is called The Show Won't Go On. The author, speaking to us from LA, is Bert Kearns. I asked him to come on in part, and a big reason, because of the death of Mason Swearingen. And am I getting that name right? Do you know? Swearingen, and again, he tragically passed away. He was in a Chicago tribute band, and he passed away a week from this past Friday in Belmore, Long Island. And just a tragic story. He was a bass player, I believe, for the band. And during one of the renditions that the band Beginnings was playing, Mason Swearingen passed away on stage, and our heart goes out to his family. I don't know him, and I don't know any family members, but for anyone out there, we say this all with the greatest respect. But The Show Won't Go On is the name of the book, and it treats the subject very respectfully. It glorifies the artist and the folks that have passed away on stage doing what they love to do. So again, it's by no means do I feel it's anything disrespectful, and all prayers and thoughts go out to Mason Swearingen's family and his friends that lost him. But he died on stage like so many other performers. Bert, who else can you point to as maybe the most famous death that happened on stage? Who passed away? Who you all know about? We've seen The Rose. We know that Janis Joplin didn't, right? I mean, she didn't pass away on stage, but in the movie, and that was kind of based on her. Bette Midler passed away on stage, but that's not to be confused with the truth.
There are several sort of legendary deaths on stage in pop culture. One of them is the comedian Dick Shawn. Dick Shawn was sort of an avant-garde comedian, but he's best known for playing the role of LSD. That was his name, his initials. He was the guy that played the Hitler character in Springtime for Hitler in the original movie, The Producers.
Right.
And he was also the son in It's a Mad, 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 Mad World. And he was a crazy performer, but best known for his stand-up comedy and his one-man show. He was a genius comedian. And back in the mid-1980s, he was performing in San Diego at San Diego State University in the auditorium there. And he was putting on his show. And one of the things he did in this show was he would start the show by lying down on stage covered in newspapers. So when the audience filed into the theater, they didn't realize anybody was on stage. And then he would get up, sometimes eating a banana, and start the show. It came out of nowhere. At intermission, he would lie down on the stage and sleep and pretend he was sleeping all through intermission and then get up and do the second half of the show.
Wow.
So midway through the show, he's doing his ad lib, he's doing his comedy, and he says, you know what, let's pretend that there was a nuclear war outside. And let's pretend that we in this theater are the only survivors, and I will be your leader. And then he face planted on the stage. Stagehands didn't do anything. because that's what he did. He fell down and lied down on the stage. So they let him lie there. And so the stage director at the back of the auditorium, talking through the headset, says, you better go out there and check on him. He doesn't usually fall like that. Well, as it turned out, the stage director was Dick Shawn's son, and he just saw his father have a heart attack on stage. They ran out. They tried to save him. They couldn't save him. That's probably one of the most, you know, famous in our pop culture history. We interviewed Dick Shawn's son, and this also gives an idea of the kind of respect that we had to have toward the subjects of the book. You know, we spoke to him, and again, he cried remembering what happened, you know, 35 years ago. You know, he lost his father. He lost his best friend. And we spoke to a lot of survivors. We spoke to a lot of friends. We spoke to witnesses of a lot of these deaths that happened. And one of the questions we wanted to know is, do you take any solace in the fact that, you know, going along with the old show business adage, you know, they died doing what they loved? And some people, you know, can say, yeah, well, of course, that was nice, but I sure wish he was around for another 20 years because he had a lot more to give. So it is a sensitive subject, and that's also why in the book we it's not a book about death. When one of the early reviewers had said that, they said it's a book about life, and really what it is we tell the stories of the careers of these people, and rather than their careers leading up to a moment where they win an award, it leads up to this really glorious moment where they die, you know, performing, surrounded by fans, with their friends, with their colleagues. And a lot of this stuff is sort of inspirational, really, because these are people that gave their lives to show business.
A reminder, you're listening to the voice of the author of a couple wonderful books. Tabloid Baby was the first one, but this one coming out tomorrow is The Show Won't Go On. Bert Kearns and Jeff Abraham have combined to write just a wonderful book, a fascinating book, a dark book, but, you know, one that very important. And you know, trust me, the folks, the performers, and their families, I'm sure are thrilled that they're being treated and it's being respectfully done. And again, Bert Kearns here on, you know, about a week and a couple of days after Mason Swearingen passed away. He was a bass player in the band Beginnings, which was a Chicago cover band, tribute band, I should say. And he passed away in Belmore on stage while he was performing. And it was at the New Bridge Road Park. And, I know very little bit about the details, but, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with the family and the friends of Mason Swearingen. And again, our very special guest is Bert Kearns, the author, and get the book. It's out tomorrow, officially out tomorrow. The Show Won't Go On. It's great, and it's getting rave reviews. Everyone must get it. Bert, we got about a minute and a half left. We need more time, and I can have you on a later show for something different. But for the folks here, kind of sum it up. What do we expect to see in the book? Surprises, because a lot of these folks aren't known. But what are you hoping the people are going to get as they read this book?
Well, the book is really fills it. It fills in a lot of holes in the history of show business. It covers, you know, very many genres of show business, as I said. It's got the stories. That's a bunch of fascinating stories of fascinating performers. Everyone from Tiny Tim. Remember Tiny Tim? He died on stage. To jazz performers, to ballet dancers. And it also corrects a lot of misconceptions that have been going on, because a lot of stories that you hear are based on those first reports in a newspaper. And reports in newspapers are often written on deadline and often incorrect. But then again, those factoids remain. So we managed to clear up a lot of issues, a lot of misconceptions. And again, it's a lot of stories where you find that performers, some are obscure, some are very famous, are all joined by this one, you know, until now unexplored phenomenon. I was just going to say that one of the most interesting things that we've discovered is how many people over the past 400 years have died attempting to catch bullets.
Well, that, you know, listen, I no sympathy here for that. If you go into that field, obviously we don't want to see anybody pass. But if you're catching bullets, I mean, good luck. Yeah.
We interviewed Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller. And Penn & Teller are the masters at the bullet catch, that performance. And he gave us a hint. He gave us a little bit of advice to other magicians that they might not realize, as he said, it's a trick.
Right.
It's right. A trick.
No doubt. Well,
I'm not really catching bullets.
Well, listen, great job. Congratulations on this. In 10 seconds, because we're up against it, give me a website, a social media site where people could see you and follow what you and Jeff Abraham are doing with the book.
You can follow us at showwon'tgoon.com, also diedonstage.com, theshowwon'tgoon.com. It'll all get you to the same place. And we're on amazon.com, of course. The Show Won't Go On, the most shocking, bizarre, and historic deaths of performers on stage. Well, thanks so much for this, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, listen, thanks for being here. And again, we're about a week and a couple days away from tragedy. Here on Long Island, Mason Swearingen, and I pronounce his name right or wrong, I don't know, but my apologies. But again, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family and his friends. He was the bass player in the band Beginnings, passed away on stage in Belmore on Long Island, and I thought, it's appropriate to have the author of The Show Won't Go On about folks that have passed away on stage with us. Burt Kearns is the co-author, along with Jeff Abraham, who's not with us here today, but Burt Kearns is, and please buy the book. It's coming out tomorrow. Frank McKay here, and again, filling in for Jay Oliver. You're listening to LI News Radio, LI and the AM and 103.9 FM. We'll see you in a little bit. We'll be back right after this with more LI and the AM.